Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson about souvenir shopping. Joe has some good tips for souvenir shopping. So when you go overseas or if you go somewhere special, you might buy some souvenirs. Well, Carolyn, what was one of the tips that Joe shared with us in our last lesson?
Well, first she told us to pick and choose. So when we're looking at souvenirs, we should stop and think if we really want to buy it or not. Is it something that's going to clutter up my space? Mm-hmm. Maybe my room at home, my apartment, my house, wherever you live, is it just going to clutter it up and become a piece of junk? Or is it something that, you know, you can actually use, Gabe?
That's right. That is the second tip. Use it. You want to get something that you can use or that your friends will use. And if they use it, like clothing or jewelry or art, they might get some compliments on those things that you bought for them. Well, we're going to continue learning about some more tips for souvenir shopping in today's article.
Tips for souvenir shopping. Get personal. Think of your friends and family. I recently went to India and bought my mom a bracelet made out of seashells. It wasn't expensive, but I had my mom in mind when I bought it, and she loved it. Small, colorful, unique. Perfect. If you're buying a gift for someone, think about who they are and what they like. Now get impersonal. You need to take something back for your class or office, but you can't buy something special for everyone. Buy a tasty snack or candy from the place you're visiting and bring it back to share.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. I need a gift for Mom, Dad, Grandpa, Grandma. Buying gifts for others can be hard, but Joe will give us some wise advice on how to buy that perfect gift for that personality. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Bracelet. Bracelet is a noun. This bracelet belonged to my grandmother. Impersonal. Impersonal is an adjective. Some people think money is a very impersonal gift. Patch. Patch is a noun. Peter's backpack was covered in patches from the different places he had visited. Entertaining. Entertaining is an adjective. What an entertaining show! I understand why you watch it every week. Your more information word is seashell. Seashell is a noun. Let's get started with the article.
Okay, let's get personal with our first tip of today, which is, get personal. Very good. All right. So, think of your friends and family. Well, that's pretty personal. Who are the most personal people in your life, Carolyn?
Well, those would be my friends and family. They're the ones that I talk to the most. I don't make a habit of talking to strangers or buying them souvenirs.
Yeah.
So, when you are buying souvenirs, you should get personal and think specifically of the people you want to buy something for.
That's right. Now, Jo continues with her experience. She said, I recently went to India and bought my mom a bracelet made out of seashells. And I was actually there in India with Jo during that vacation when she bought these things. And so she bought a bracelet made out of seashells. What is a bracelet, Carolyn?
Well, bracelet is a word from our word bank, so we'll take a look at that. A bracelet is a piece of jewelry that you wear on your wrist. So I am not wearing a bracelet today, but many people do like to wear bracelets, especially women.
That's right. Now, there are some things that you can wear aroundparts of your body, like a bracelet goes around your wrist. I noticed Carolyn is wearing a necklace, a very nice necklace. Now, something else you can wear around part of your body is around your ankle, and that is called an anklet, A-N-K-L-E-T. Do you ever wear anklets?
Well, I do not wear anklets, but sometimes I do wear bracelets, and that is the word we are talking about today. So, Jo bought her mom a bracelet made out of seashells, and seashells are small shells that you usually find on the beach that used to belong to a sea creature, but now you can just find them on the beach, and they are very beautiful.
And some people actually like to make collections out of seashells. Like my mom, for example, she loves to collect seashells. And every time she goes to the beach, she's always looking for a nice new seashell. Anyway, Jo continues. She says, it wasn't expensive, but I had my mom in mind when I bought it. So when you're shopping for souvenirs, maybe someone will cross your mind when you see something. Maybe you should get that souvenir for your friend.
That's right. And we find out her mom's reaction to this bracelet. And she loved it. So it was something that she was really excited to receive from Jo. Small, colorful, unique, perfect.
That's right. Small, colorful, unique, and perfect. Great words to describe this gift. Now, if you're buying a gift for someone, think about who they are and what they like. That is what it means to get personal when you're buying souvenirs.
That's right. And it is a good idea if you are buying things for other people, especially friends and family, to think about what they like and not about what you like.
Oh, nice point, Carolyn. It's true. Sometimes we like to buy things because we love them. But then when we give the person the gift, they're like, why did you get this for me? Well, because I love it.
And that does not always work, Gabe.
Nope.
But, so our first tip was to get personal. And our second tip is now get impersonal. Now, that's a very big change.
It's a little bit different. Impersonal. So we're not talking about close friends and family now. Impersonal is from our word bank. And if it's impersonal, it's not something that is really close to you or it doesn't really mean a whole lot to you.
That's right. So here you are not thinking of any one person specifically. Maybe you're thinking of a group of people. So you might say, oh, well, the get well card he sent was a bit impersonal. It didn't even have my name on it. So there was nothing personal about it.
That's not a very personal get-well card. Maybe an impersonal gift might be some keychains that you might buy at some store somewhere. It doesn't really mean a lot. You don't really think about any one person. You just want to buy something little for a lot of people. Or maybe you might get chocolate to share around the office.
That's right, and Jo gives us some tips on how to do this. She says, you need to take something back for your class or office, but you can't buy something special for everyone. And it's very true if you have a large class or you work in a large office with many other people, it would be very impractical or not practical to buy something special for each person.
But you know what? Most people do enjoy food. So Jo says, buy a tasty snack or candy from the place you're visiting and bring it back to share. Most people enjoy eating foods from different places or at least trying different kinds of food, so you can never go wrong bringing back food.
That's right. And it can be something special to that country or that culture, the place that you visit, so that they can also enjoy your trip with you.
That's right. It might be something that will awe them or make them go, wow. Well, hey, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 bracelet 这个名词。Bracelet 是指手环或手链。例如 Sam bought a diamond bracelet for his wife as her birthday gift. Sam 买了一条钻石手链给太太当作生日礼物。相关的首饰还有 necklace, 项链 ,necklace, 或者是 pendant, 项链的坠子 ,pendant, 或者是 brooch, 别针 ,brooch。继续我们来看的是 impersonal 这个形容词。Personal 是指针对个人的或者是个人化的。例如 ,the course can be tailored to your personal needs. 这个课程可以针对你个人的需要量身打造。如果这个字前面加了 IM, 这个否定的字首 ,impersonal 在这里是指一般性的或者是非个人性的。例如 ,the boss's comment is totally impersonal and objective.老板的发言完全并非针对个人，而且非常的客观。
Today we are continuing with the second day of our article, Tips for Souvenir Shopping, and Joe has given us two more tips today. The first one was to...Get personal, to really think about the person that you want to buy a souvenir for. Her second tip, though, was to get impersonal, to buy a general gift that a large group of people would enjoy, like food. Well, we still have some more tips from Joe. Let's read in the next part of our article.
Tips for souvenir shopping. Make an exception. I do collect one useless thing. Flag patches. I like to buy one for every country I visit. Collecting the same thing from each place you visit is fun, and big collections are impressive. But pick something small and interesting. The last tip, enjoy the hunt. Shopping for souvenirs should be an entertaining part of your travel adventure.Not a chore.
No, you don't want to make anything during your vacation or travels a chore. Well, let's go back up to the top here. In this section, our next tip is make an exception. Okay, so Joe says, I do collect one useless thing, flag patches.Well, why is this an exception, Carolyn? A useless thing?
Well, because her previous tip told us to buy something that is useful. Mm-hmm. Buy something that you're going to use and that maybe you can get compliments on from other people as you use it in your daily life. But here, she does make an exception. So this is going against her other tips. Mm-hmm. She buys a useless thing, flag patches, and...Patch is one of the words from our word bank. Now, Gabe, what is a patch?
Well, a patch is something flat that usually you can use to sew onto your clothes or maybe your backpack、mm-hmm. or something like that. And a flag patch is, well, it's a patch in the shape of a country's flag. The shape and the color, and it just looks like a country's flag. And she maybe sews it on something.Or I'm not exactly sure what she does with it, but she does collect these patches.
She does collect flag patches, and when I think about collecting patches, I often think of Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts who work very hard to earn patches that they then sew onto their clothes and wear very proudly.
Well, it's very true. You might have to earn these patches as well.Well, Joe says, I like to buy one for every country I visit. So, she likes to buy a flag patch from every country that she visits. She probably has a lot of different flag patches by now.
I'm sure she does because she has visited many different countries. And she continues with an explanation why she makes this exception. Collecting the same thing...From each place you visit is fun, and big collections are impressive.
It's true. And it can be fun. Do you have something that you like to collect from everywhere you go? And if you have a big collection, that could be something to show off to your friends or other people. It can be very impressive.
It can be very impressive, and even if it's not a collection of things that you buy when you visit another place, like a souvenir, maybe you have a very impressive stamp collection or card collection. I know lots of people who like to collect baseball cards.
That's true. Many people love collecting baseball cards, but Joe says pick something small and interesting. All right, so not something that is too big that will weigh you down on your trip. Well, what is the last tip here, Carolyn?
Well, we do have one more, and Joe writes, the last tip? So she's asking the question, what is the last one? She says, enjoy the hunt. You should enjoy this hunt. Now, that's kind of an interesting way to phrase it. Mm-hmm. Is she going hunting, Gabe?
No, you're right, Carolyn. Usually when I think of this word hunt, I think of maybe taking a gun and going out to hunt for some animals. But I've never done that before. And that's not what Joe is talking about.
That is right. That is not what Joe is talking about. Here she's talking about looking for something or searching for it. So she is hunting in the sense that she is looking for something very seriously. She wants to find it, but you should enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And she says that shopping for souvenirs should be an entertaining part of your travel adventure, not a chore.
It's true. Well, let's take a look at that word, entertaining. If something is entertaining to you, that means it is fun. That means it's something that you enjoy. It is entertaining. Carolyn, what is entertaining to you?
Well, when I think of this word, I think of things like going to the movies. Mm-hmm. Movies are very entertaining. Or maybe you go to watch a play. Those are also very entertaining. I usually think of performances.
I do too. And sometimes I also think of little kids. I think that kids can be very entertaining sometimes. When they're running around and playing, there are many different things that are entertaining in life. What entertains you, or what do you think is enjoyable and fun? Well, I think that treasure hunts can also be entertaining. We just learned about the word hunt. Carolyn, do you ever go on treasure hunts?
Well, I don't usually go on treasure hunts because I don't know of any treasure that I am looking for.
It's true. Neither do I. But there is another kind of hunt, like a scavenger hunt. Have you ever been on a scavenger hunt where you have to go and look for different things that are all planned out?
Oh, I have done that, and that is very fun. And many times it's a competition to see who can find all of the things the fastest. Well, we do want to make sure that you enjoy this hunt, that you enjoy looking for your souvenirs, and that it is not a chore. Now, I think Steve and Ken have something they want to tell us about that word in the info cloud. Mm-hmm. Then we'll watch a review skit and join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, friends. What exactly is a chore? If your mom wants you to go to the grocery store to pick up some milk, is that a chore?
I wouldn't call that a chore. Going to the grocery store is an errand, which is a short trip you take to accomplish something. Going to the post office, going to the bank, and buying groceries are all considered errands, not chores.
Okay, a good way to remember the difference is chores are tasks done inside the home, while errands are accomplished outside the home. Hence the expression, household chores.
And that's the narrow definition of chore. But you know, Steve, sometimes a task that is not a chore by that definition is still called a chore.
Well, that's right, Ken. Sometimes a difficult or unpleasant task can be called a chore, even if it's not a kind of housework. For example, I could say, solving our company's computer virus problem was quite a chore. Or, filing my taxes was a real chore.
Very unpleasant indeed. 一起来看 chore 这个字， chore 一般是指在家里例行的工作，像打扫、洗碗、洗衣服，这些都是 chores， 也可以叫做 household chores， 就是家事。注意要用复数，因为通常呢会有很多不同的项目。但是当你踏出家门去帮父母跑腿，像是跑银行、去图书馆还书，这叫做 errand。 Errand 就是个差事，你可以 go on an errand 或是 run an errand， 去跑腿。 chore 还有一个意思，若是用单数，指的是一件吃力的讨厌的工作，比如说 It's such a chore to file taxes， 报税是令人厌烦的工作。今天课文的最后一句话说，买纪念品应该是一件有趣的事，而不是 a chore，苦差事。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey, today let's shop for souvenirs. I want t-shirts, mugs, keychains.
I don't want any of those things.
You don't?
No, those things aren't cool.
They're not?
No, and with a little bit of effort, I think I could find something better, something unique.
You can?
Yes, and so can you.
Really? How?
Well, first, you can pick and choose.
Pick and choose?
Yes, think, do I really want this? If it'll weigh me down or clutter my room, then I don't want it.
Good thinking.
Second, buy things that you can use, not things that just collect dust.
But like what?
Like clothes or jewelry. I bet you'd get lots of compliments.
Well, I like that.
And get personal. Think about your family and your friends. Who are they?
And what do they like?
Yes, and get impersonal.
Huh?
Well, buy tasty snacks for your co-workers to share.
Oh, yeah, they love snacks.
Most people do. And remember, it's okay to make exceptions.
Exceptions?
You can always buy something small and interesting. I like to collect patches.
Patches? Good idea.
And remember to have fun.
I always do. Let's go shopping!
Great!
OK, 接下来我们看的是 patch 这个名词。patch 在这里是指印有字或者是图案的布块。例如 Mom loves to use colorful patches to decorate her bags. 妈妈喜欢用色彩鲜艳的布块来装饰她的包包。patch 也指补丁或补片或贴片。例如 The boy wore a jacket with patches on the elbows. 这个男孩穿了件手肘上有补丁的夹克。最后我们看的是 entertaining 这个形容词。它原本是 entertain, 使有兴趣或娱乐某个对象，这个动词的现在分词。当形容词是指具有娱乐性的或者是有趣的。例如 The movie is educational and also very entertaining. 这部电影很有教育性，同时也非常具有娱乐性。它的名词是 entertainment, E-N-T-E-R-T-A-I-N-M-E-N-T, 意思就是指娱乐。例如 The multi-talented star is a role model in the entertainment business. 这位多才多艺的明星是娱乐界的典范。And let's get back to our lesson.
Well, we've learned about tips for souvenir shopping in this lesson with Joe.And we've learned some very good tips. You want to buy something that is useful for people. You want to buy things that are personal for some people. And of course, some things you could just take back to your office and share with your friends there. Well, do you like to collect anything when you go traveling? Carolyn?
Well, I actually usually collect a special item of clothing from each place I visit. So, when I went to Indonesia, I bought a batik, which is a traditional clothing there. And when I was in Japan, I bought a yukata, which is also a traditional style of clothing.
That is cool, collecting different kinds of clothing. Well, I brought a bunch of playing cards here today because I love to play cards.With other people, and I have these cards that my sister bought me from Williamsburg, Virginia, and of course some cards from Greece and from the Grand Canyon and, many different places. We can play cards later. But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!